In 2014, when he was the governor of Kansas, Sam Brownback made the bold prediction that the state would soon reach a new population milestone.
In fact, by the end of this decade, for the first time in our history, Kansas population will surpass 3 million people.
3 years after the date he predicted, Kansas is still waiting for that 3 millionth Kansan. U.S. Census figures show Kansas has a population of 2.93 million people in 2020. That's an increase of just 85,000 residents in a decade. The population in the Kansas City and Wichita areas continues fairly steadily, and some population is consolidating in smaller cities. But rural Kansas, with the rarest of exceptions, it keeps dropping off. Meanwhile, some Kansans are trying to staunch the seemingly endless bleeding.
So this is a Honeybee Munchery. It's a small breakfast and lunch place here in Humboldt, Kansas.
That's Paul Cloutier. He's part of a group that's helped bring a little bit of hip to Humboldt, a town of just under 2,000 in Allen County in southeastern Kansas.
New York. It has this vibrant, kind of creative, bright urban energy in a small town that you'd never really expect to see something like this here.
The restaurant is one of several projects the group helped launch to make Humboldt a more happening place. The town also has a new brewery, a new campground, and a new coffee shop. And now, after losing more than 6% of its population in the last decade, census numbers project actual growth in Allen County.
There was a sense that, let's make the town that we want to live in.
But Humboldt may only be able to grow so much. For starters, it's got a housing shortage. And construction prices run higher in rural areas than cities and suburbs.
So we have people who want to move here, but there's just not enough of a demand yet to sort of justify building new houses.
Kansas has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in housing for rural areas in recent years. It also tempts people to move to smaller towns by forgiving student loan debt. Now it's mostly teachers and healthcare workers tapping into that subsidy, but it may soon include people in other jobs, like home builders. The state hopes that might keep young people closer to home and draw more people to smaller towns. So with all of these efforts, why has Kansas still not reached Brownback's projection? Republican state lawmakers this year argued people are leaving Kansas because of their taxes. Senator Mike Thompson said that when he proposed cutting taxes on all retirement income.
The cost of living here keeps going up, and so we're attempting to help them and help retain them in the state.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, meanwhile, says new laws restricting transgender rights scare away businesses and new residents. But Ken Johnson, a demographer at the University of New Hampshire, suggests the exodus from small-town America has proven largely immune to generations of such efforts. The reality is that young people like to move to larger cities.
So many rural counties, especially rural farm counties, of which there are a number in Kansas, typically are more likely to lose young adults than anyone else.
Between 2010 and 2020, rural America didn't just grow slower than the rest of the country. For the first time, it actually shrunk. Rural areas mostly rely on births rather than incoming migration to grow. But they are losing young people they produce to metro areas, and for all sorts of reasons, like going to college and finding better jobs. That leaves rural areas with fewer childbearing adults and more elderly people.
So that combination produces natural decrease, especially when the birth rates are low like they are now.
So while some hip rural enclaves like Humboldt create ways to survive and even thrive, the vast majority of rural Kansas hasn't yet figured out how to keep pace. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.